Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the OceanaGold 2017 third quarter results webcast and conference call. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time during this call you require immediate assistance, please press star zero for the operator. This call is being recorded on October 26, 5:00 P.M. Eastern Standard Time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Jeffrey Sansom. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to OceanaGold's third quarter 2017 financial and operating results call and webcast. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jeffrey Sansom from the investor relations team at OceanaGold. On the call with me today in the Melbourne office, we have Mick Wilkes, President and CEO, Scott McQueen, Chief Financial Officer, Michael Holmes, Chief Operating Officer. Also joining us is Edward Sitwoon, Corporate Controller. In Toronto, we have Sam Pazuki, Vice President of Investor Relations. Before we proceed, note that all references in the presentation that you're about to hear adhere to International Financial Reporting Standards, and all financial figures are denominated in U.S. dollars unless otherwise stated. Also note that the presentation contains forward-looking statements, which, by their very nature, are subject to some degree of uncertainty. Now I turn the presentation over to Mick Wilkes.
Thanks, Jeff, and good morning and good evening to everybody. Thank you for joining us on this very busy reporting day, particularly in North America. The results for Q3 for OceanaGold, a higher gold production of 9% quarter-on-quarter due to increased production at Haile and at Waihi. Very pleased to announce to the market that the Haile project is back on track, and we've had a rebound in production from there with stronger production in August and September, which is continuing. We have had lower revenue and profit due to the timing of sales, particularly out of Didipio and the continued capitalization of Haile. We've put in place some additional hedging for our Macraes operation next year, and we've also hedged our copper production, or at least 80% of our copper production, for 2018 at a healthy copper price. We declared the second semi-annual dividend of $0.01 per share, which is payable in December, and we made further repayment of debt for almost $14 million, including $12 million from our revolving credit facility. Very pleasingly, we report the results from the initial drilling beneath the pit at Waihi, the Martha project, with 18 meters of almost 8 grams true width and 11 meters of 8 grams. Moving on to slide number four, just a summary of results year to date and by the quarter. 136,000 ounces produced, sales of 131,000 ounces. Year to date, 408,000 ounces produced and 387,000 ounces sold. Copper production is going well, 4,400 tons of copper produced in the quarter and 14,660 tons for the year to date. We're on track to achieve our production guidance for the full year of 550-600, with a stronger quarter in the fourth quarter. All-in sustaining costs for the quarter, based on ounces sold, of $748 per ounce, and year to date of $644. Production, as I mentioned, at Haile, up strongly by 94% quarter-on-quarter. Didipio was down as expected because of the lower grade of the stockpile ore that's being milled at the moment after the completion of the open pit. Waihi production was up strongly by about 10,000 ounces because of the better grades in the areas we're mining at the moment, and that production is expected to continue into the fourth quarter. Macraes was down slightly due to some geotechnical issues in the open pit. But the production at Macraes will increase in the fourth quarter as expected, with higher production coming out of Coronation North. Then the financial results on page number five, just a summary of those. Revenue of $145 million, EBITDA steady at $74 million, net profit $22 million, fairly consistent on a quarterly basis over the past year. Reasonable prices received for gold and copper. Strong margin, EBITDA margin continues in the business, 54%, earnings per share, 14 cents per share for the quarter, sorry, for the year to date, and 40 cents per share for the cash flow. Moving on to page number six, our safety performance. You will note from our the lagging indicator, recordable injury frequency rate, that we've had enjoyed a good success rate in improving our safety up until 2015, and we have seen some increase in the recordable injury rate since then, largely as a result of commencement of higher risk construction programs at Haile and at the Didipio underground. We are working very hard to upskill the workforce in both of those operations, and our safety standards continue to improve. We focus our operation to identify specific risks at each operation and the history of exposures and drive accountability. So there is a program called the Gold Standard for Leadership, which has been rolled out across the company, which endeavours to change the behaviours of our workforce and improve the safety culture across the site. On page seven, just some comments about our environmental and social governance, or ESG, performance. It does remain an integral part, pillar of the company. Recently very pleased to announce the appointment of Sharon Flynn as the Executive Vice President, Head of External Affairs and Social Performance. Sharon joins us with a very strong CV in this area, having recently worked with Rio Tinto and in South America and in parts of Asia and with various NGO groups. So we welcome Sharon to the executive team. We won another award in the Philippines with a recipient of the Philippine Chamber of Commerce and Industry for Excellence in Ecology and Economy Award. The use of green technology, wastewater management, and contribution to the preservation of natural resources. In New Zealand, we've commissioned a social and environmental contribution report, which highlights the benefits of mining in New Zealand, which are very significant. And of course, we are the largest gold miner in New Zealand by some margin. In the United States, we're doing some very good stuff with the propagation of endangered species and contributing to the habitat preservation as per our requirements under the agreements in the US. I'll now pass over to Michael Holmes, who will talk to you, give you some more detail on the operations. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Mick. Good morning and good afternoon, everybody. So on slide eight, talking about the Haile operations, as Mick has mentioned, the increased production on higher throughputs and recoveries and the ramp up is going well, following the issues that were described in the last quarter and the resolution of those issues. We're still working through the one of those remaining issues, which is the PLC control issues, which is not impacting the mine at the moment, and it's just a matter of reviewing and upgrading that over the period of the next year and a half. The solid quarter three performance of 31,374 ounces produced. You can see there the increased ore mine tonnes, waste mine tonnes, a good sort of increase in the mill feed, and that continues into this month, as well as the boost of the head grade. And we'll be looking at improving on that head grade in the fourth quarter. So the process plant ramp up and fine tuning, as I mentioned, is going really well as the expectation for a better fourth quarter. Going on to slide 9, looking at the growth, still exploring around the Hale, focusing on the Ledbetter and the Mustang and the Snake areas, and currently drilling the Mill Zone. So the two pits that we're currently mining at the moment is the Mill Zone pit and the Snake pit, and that's it. Exploration is advancing very well. That's getting rolled into as well as the works and the studies as we progress for the permitting application for submission. So looking forward to submitting that application. Next slide 10, looking at the Didipio. As Mick made mention, a bit of a softer quarter there, and that's based on the processing of the stockpile ore that we have. And so ounces produced of 31,887 for the gold and 4,387 tonnes of copper. We'll still be mining and processing from the stockpiles for the fourth quarter, with the grade sort of softening during that period. So as mentioned, the pit has been finished in quarter two. There were some clean-up costs of the bottom of the pit and the re-establishment of the watering process, which has been added into the cost for the quarter, and therefore the year-to-date costs are a bit higher. But you see there that no ore or waste has been mined, and it's just a matter of feeding through the mill at the slightly lower grades. The next slide 11, the Didipio underground is still advancing exceptionally well, and as per expectations, the decline is down to the 2662 RL as of the end of September, which is about 320 vertical metres beneath the surface. That's beyond, I suppose, the first panel, and we're mining and developing the decline into the second panel. The infrastructure projects are progressing really well, with the surface batch plant being commissioned, the paste plant being 80% complete and tracking to plan, and that's a picture of the slide there of the paste plant. Commenced the construction of the underground primary pump station at the 2270 RL, and that primary pump station there is being upgraded, the lower pumping area, to 450 litres per second, which is in line with the installed capacity that is higher in the mine to handle the inflows of water as we mine the ore body. So moving towards to the next slide 12, Waihi. A very strong quarter there, produced 35,904 ounces for the quarter, and that's on the back of some better grades coming out of the Correnso ore body and the sequencing of that ore body. And we believe that sequencing and the position should continue for quarter four, so a steady and similar quarter four for Waihi. Still focusing on, I suppose, the mining and the mining costs and managing that. And the ore mined for the quarter was increased, waste mine increased as well, and then the mill throughput and the grades, you can see they're all increased for the third quarter. Exciting for the next slide with regards to the Martha project, has been mentioned, some very exciting hits which we mentioned, averaging about 8 grams per tonne and true widths of between 11 and 18 metres. So that's coming out of the 800 drill drive, where we've set up two rigs to drill out of that drive, and then we'll commence continuing development of that drive further along, advancing along the strike length. The 920 drill drive is continuing to be mined, and we are expected to drill from that RL in the fourth quarter. So some exceptionally encouraging results, and the program we have there is an 18-month to 24-month drill program to have a look at all those targets. If we go to the next slide, slide 14, Macraes, so a bit of a softer Macraes quarter at 36,878 ounces. As Mick said, just a little bit of mine scheduling and plan difference with regards to some geotechnical issues with one of our pits. Just working through that, as well as some weather impacted delays. We will have an increased fourth quarter with the mining of Coronation. So in the third quarter, the sort of narrower mining from the Frim and the start-up mining at Coronation North was the reason for the reduced sort of mined ore tons. We will continue with the opening up of the Coronation North ore body, and that's where the grade and the tons will come through on the fourth quarter. So an average grade of that 1.2 to 1.4 is expected out of the Coronation North with stronger recoveries. So overall, a solid third quarter and tracking to on a consolidated basis to achieve our guidance for the year. I'd now like to hand over to Scott McQueen, the CFO, who will go through the financial results.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Obviously, full details of the financial results have been included in the accounts and the, a bit more detail on the MD&A released overnight, so we'll just cover the highlights over the next few slides, starting on slide 15. The revenue, at first glance, it looks somewhat concerning, but I characterised the quarter as relatively consistent quarter on quarter. It's a bit of accounting noise, I guess you could say, in amongst the results this quarter with the continued capitalisation of Hale. But the revenue line, you can see there on the right, and you recall from a prior slide that sales were pretty much flat, slightly up on the quarter. Prices were relatively flat, a slight increase, but not material. So the change that you're seeing there in the revenue line is really the shift in ounces from Didipio across to Hale, where we've seen the improvement in Hale's performance, but all of those ounces being capitalised and not reported in the revenue line. In addition to that, we were impacted late in the quarter with some timing of sales. We had a 5,500-ounce shipment of gold out of Didipio that was due right late in the month that was delayed due to typhoon weather in the area, couldn't get the gold off-site. And so that also impacted our revenue slightly quarter on quarter. But adjusting for those, I would describe the, you know, the revenue relatively flat. The EBITDA line, continued strong performance, as Mick mentioned earlier. We're still above the 50% for the quarter. Obviously, the lower revenue line does slow down on a gross quarter-by-quarter comparison. We've seen a slight pick-up with a lower overall G&A costs. That's going to be a continued focus moving forward for me, to keep control over our G&A costs. We'll keep trying to drive those down. And at the net profit line, again, the impact on revenue flows all the way down, but we did pick it back up, I guess, relative to the revenue line with some lower D&A in this quarter relative to last quarter. You'll recall last quarter, those who were on the call, that we had slightly higher D&A associated with the wind-up of the open pit mining and the unwind of the pre-strip at Didipio. We've probably come back to a bit more normal sort of run rate now this quarter, and that gave us a little bit of a boost relative quarter on quarter. But overall, I think steady results with a bit of noise around the accounting side. Then to slide 16, similar results. You see a surprisingly low-looking operating cash flow, but it obviously represents the same factors that I mentioned on the previous slide, that none of the operating cash flow or revenue from Hale appears in that line. It's all netted off in the investing line. So that's one major factor as why we appear to have a much lower operating cash flow quarter on quarter. We also had a fair movement in receivables. As I mentioned, we had some inventory build at the Didipio with the gold not getting off site. We also, across the quarter, had a build in concentrate at the Didipio. The timing, we'll see that unwind in quarter four. In total, I think our receivables and payables had a net increase of $23 million across the quarter. So a fair bit of cash build up there to unwind early in the fourth quarter. And the investing cash flow, a bit of a reduction quarter on quarter as we finished the major spend early in the year at Hale development. Obviously, the major projects that we're still continuing on, the Didipio underground project and ongoing expansion and sustaining capital around the various sites, which we'll cover in more detail on the next slide. The financing cash flow, we repaid $12 million of debt in September. Subsequent to the quarter end result, we've also actually paid another $30 million off that debt this week. I'll mention that. I'll cover that a bit more on the next slide. So overall, it's I guess a steady quarter, cash in total cash flow terms, with cash flow per share pretty flat across the quarters when you adjust for all those accounting movements. Turning to slide 17, a busy slide showing various views of our capex. The top left donut chart shows the total spend by location. As you'd expect, probably the major uses of our capital over the year to date have been Haile, the development and the continued expansion work going on there, plus the Didipio underground, plus some other projects there, but still a fair commitment to spend at both Macraes and Waihi, associated primarily with the life extensions that we've been talking about there. Down on the left corner there is a bit more detail on the growth capex, with $65 million year-to-date at Didipio. That includes the underground project, obviously, but there's some other fairly significant projects in there, the overhead power line, and we had some TSF work lift in there as well. The $50 million in Haile is it's really a bucket of a number of factors, obviously. The completion of construction, development construction in Q2. Subsequent to that, the continued commissioning period, we've got a net of revenue and OPEX capitalised into that number. We've also got capitalised into that number the ongoing growth projects and development and expansion projects that have been previously flagged, plus elements that will be reclassified as working capital now that we've officially commenced commercial production. The sustaining capex, you can see a fair bit at Macraes. That's primarily pre-strip and underground development, about $25 million of that 36. Some other major projects earlier in the year, in particular with the autoclave upgrade, and we're running the equipment very hard at Macraes, so quite a bit of spend planned there around the rebuild of equipment over time. At Didipio, $7 million year to date. That's a lot to do with our regional infrastructure program that we're committed to there, and helping our development program, social and environmental and community development there. And Waihi, obviously quite a bit of money being spent there on infill drilling to continue to drill out around the current underground plan, plus some equipment, including a bogger early in the year there at Didipio, going pretty much according to plan. The exploration side, as consistent with what we've been, the opportunities that have been mentioned throughout the year, quite a bit of a commitment at Waihi in regard to developing the two underground drill drives. Obviously seeing the good results of that effort now, and we've got a commitment there also, which includes greenfields development, greenfields drilling around the WKP and other areas of the Coromandel. In terms of Haile, that $7 million includes the underground drilling around the Palomino and Horseshoe areas within the site, as well as some regional targets that have been identified. Not a lot spent around the Didipio area year to date in terms of drilling, and still a material amount of work being done at Macraes, with $5 million spent year to date, primarily around drilling out the opportunities for the longer term there also. Turning to slide 18, the summary of the cash position. At the end of the quarter, total liquidity sitting at $818 million after and including the $12 million repayment of debt. That's excluding the $70 million of marketable securities that we have, which we aim to keep as a strategic asset, but does offer a liquidity option if required. Undrawn facilities of $57 million gives us a total debt position of 273 of drawn facilities and $43 million of equipment leases. As I mentioned previously, subsequent to the end of the quarter, we've paid another $30 million off the debt as our cash position allowed us to, and that reduces our debt carrying costs, obviously. The remaining $43 million will be settled towards late December and will be comfortably met through operating cash flows between now and then, and allow us to maintain a liquidity position at the end of the year that we believe is adequate for our requirements moving into 2018. With that, I'll hand back to Mick to wrap up.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Michael. So, ladies and gentlemen, just looking ahead and recapping on the quarter that was, we can expect a strong fourth quarter with increased production out of Haile and Macraes. With the continued ramp up and a full quarter of production out of Haile, higher throughputs and better recoveries consistently through the quarter, we can expect strong production out of Haile in the fourth quarter. And with Macraes, of course, we mentioned the Coronation North deposit coming online very shortly. So on the development front, expansion of the Haile project, the permitting for that is progressing, the planning for it. We do expect to commence that early in 2018. Similarly, with the Martha project and at Waihi, where plans for permitting the life of mine extension at Martha are progressing well, as of course is the drilling, as we've highlighted in this report. And thirdly, the development of the underground at Didipio is progressing well, and we do expect first ore at the end of the year. On the exploration front, a lot of activity happening there. We've got intense drilling at Waihi and at Haile. We've signed two joint ventures in Argentina where exploration will commence or has commenced already. And we're continuing to focus on creating value through the drill bit over the medium term. Our guidance for the full year is maintained. We're on track to achieve that guidance of 550 to 600,000 ounces and copper production of 18 to 19,000 tonnes of copper at an all-in sustaining cost of $600 and $650 per ounce. So now I'll hand it back to Jeff.
Thanks, Mick. At this time, we'll open the line to take some questions. For those of you who are looking to ask questions, we'll be taken through the telephone only. We'll now pause for a few moments while we wait for callers to queue up, and I'll turn the call back over to the operator to assist with facilitating this process.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen on the phone line, should you have a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before pressing any keys. One moment, please, for your first question. Your first question comes from Michael Gray from Macquarie. Michael, please go ahead.
Well, thanks very much. Hello, and thanks for taking my questions. Let's start with Waihi, the drill results from Martha Underground. Can you give us a little bit more context and color whether that was infill drilling or step out? And was the very thick vein intercepts a surprise or not? And to what extent is this open to depth?
All good questions, Michael, and probably a bit premature to answer them succinctly. But we're very pleased with the results. I guess the width of the intercepts was a bit of a surprise, but we are drilling extensions of the ore body that was sitting beneath the old open pit and extensions of the underground workings. So it's a good start to the program. Good thick intercepts, true widths. I would venture to say that they are step out. There hasn't been drilling in that area previously. And as to the depth extension of these, there is obviously from the picture that we showed, there's a plan to drill at depth over the next 24 months. So we do expect these intercepts to continue at depth.
Okay. No, thanks for that, Mick. And a couple of questions on Haile. I know in the past you said that probably it's towards the end of the year you're going to start disclosing a bit more on the block model reconciliation vis-a-vis the RC grade control program. Is that still the case, or are you able to provide a few insights right now?
Well, it's just suffice to say that there are no concerns with the reconciliation of the model at this stage. And our geologists like to have, a fair percentage of the ore body, reasonable percentage of the ore body mined before they'll make any definitive statements about the reconciliation. But there are no concerns at the moment, and we'll look at we'll address that in the new year.
Okay. No, thanks. And final question. So on Haile, are you able to provide recoveries for each month of the third quarter, and a breakdown of the oxide and sulfide feed mix?
Oh, you're getting a bit technical there, Michael. I think that it's suffice to say that we are seeing recoveries above 80%, and the 77% average that you see in the third quarter is heavily affected by the poor performance that occurred in July, which is the first month of the third quarter, when we were still experiencing significant losses of gold in solution. So August and September were good months, and October is continuing in that vein.
Okay. And any comment in terms of the oxide-sulfide breakdown of the feed?
Yeah, well, it's all sulfide, Michael.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Mick and team, for taking the questions.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Marcel Slaversky from Credit Suisse. Marcel, please go ahead.
I think that might be me. Not Marcel, but that'll do. Slaversky is correct. First, WKP, that nice hole there, some context around that. Is that sort of confirmatory of that historic drilling, or where does that sit? I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, it is a confirmation of historic drilling, Michael, but it's not a parallel drill hole. It's a step-out drill hole, and it's basically confirmed. We targeted that East Graben vein with that hole, and we hit it as expected. So it's a very good start to that program.
Okay, thank you. Secondly, with respect to copper during the period, copper rose steadily. Was there any QP benefit in the results?
We have a month, I think it's a one-month closure period on our copper. Ed, do you have any details on whether we benefited from the mark-to-market on copper?
Not really, because you got a month of scheduled shipment at the moment, so the moment you sell, that's what you get.
Okay. So, no, the answer is no, Michael.
Okay, thank you. With the situation in the Philippines seeming to perhaps be resolving itself quite nicely and logically, if you get resolution, is there anything that you'll do differently, or do you just sort of remain very, very cautious? Having had one big surprise, you may remain cautious about your sort of longer term Philippines strategy.
We'll remain cautious, Michael. We have a very defined business plan for Didipio, we continue that we will execute on. We continue to explore the near mine environment of Didipio, where we do have our exploration licenses. We're cautious about being optimistic on getting further exploration licenses and whether we'd have proper access to those areas. So no plans to expand in the Philippines at this stage, although we are committed to the Didipio project and operation and the exploration around there.
Great, thank you. And then finally, the comments around Didipio depreciation, saying that the quarter was sort of a more normalised amount. How do we think about that then in the context of the underground coming in and how that might change things?
Scott, would you like to have a crack at that?
Well, to be honest, I'll have to take that one on notice, Michael. I haven't really looked forward to plan how the underground amortization will unwind once we get through the development of it and then go into production. But
it's essentially going to be the disclosed capital, divided over the life of mine, because we're a unit of production basis.
Yeah, so it's 140 million over 12 years, roughly.
Yeah, so I guess I get a little bit confused in terms of we haven't got a clean quarter to add that amount to. Presumably the quarter we've just seen has still got some unwind of the open pit contribution.
Yes, and that open pit contribution continues through the life of life of mine too. It's essentially we're just drawing down from stockpile, so the amortization rate you've seen come through over the last quarter is pretty clean in regards to just being what's coming out of the stockpile. And so that'll continue through the life of mine, and then the underground will layer over the top of that.
And that stockpile is capitalised at about $10 a tonne. So that'll be amortised each quarter.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Jeff Kellen from CIBC. Jeff, please go ahead.
Hi, Mick and team. Thanks for your time. I'd like to start at Haile, if I could. Just to clarify one of the statements I think you made during the prior section, you had suggested that grades at Haile would increase in the fourth quarter. I'm assuming that what you mean by that is just mine grade would increase, but in terms of the output from the mill, it sounds like throughput would increase, recoveries would be higher relative to Q3, but would you expect actual head grade to increase, or would that be relatively flat Q-on-Q?
It'll be relatively flat. We are seeing, consistent head grades at the moment to Q3, and I wouldn't be scheduling in for higher grades going forward. We obviously have plenty of capacity to mine more ore than we mill, so there's always that opportunity, but at this stage we're looking just focusing on throughput and recovery, Jeff.
So with that in mind, and given your previous comments on recovery increasing into October, do you think Q3 would be a fairly representative quarter for the asset going forward, or do you still think there's some moving parts and more looking to Q1 2018 as a benchmark?
Well, Jeff, as I mentioned to Michael Gray, Q3 included July, which wasn't a good month for us. But, the run rate at Haile is around 40,000 ounces a quarter. And that would be a reasonable expectation.
Okay, thanks. Then switching to Didipio quickly, I just noticed one statement in the MD&A about some of the delays with your inventory was due to some transport permits. Is that something that has been rectified, or is there any concern that that could be an issue in Q4 or going forward?
No, it has been rectified. It's not uncommon in the Philippines for these permits, these transport permits, to be delayed for, rather minor issues. And it's just the bureaucracy in the Philippines. But those permits have been granted and the concentrate's been shipped already.
Okay, great. Now switching to Waihi, obviously you're pointing to some pretty good intercepts from the exploration drilling this quarter. Is any of that material being thought of as possibly being accessible from underground, or is this all really to support the restart of the open pit, that concept?
No, the Martha project, Jeff, is the ore that sits beneath the open pit. The concept is a combination of both a modest cutback on the pit and the rest of it being taken from the underground. So about a 70-30 or a 60-40 split, with a higher proportion coming from underground. So we obviously have access to those underground areas from the existing underground operation, and the cutback that's proposed would only be on land that we currently own.
Okay, so very well. And pointing to some conversion of resources to reserves with the infill drilling, do you have a goal in terms of replacement or growth in mind for 2018?
We've got a macro goal. So we call it the 1 million ounce target. We have a you know, we can't put that in a JORC resource or a JORC reserve until we drill it, but we have a strong conviction that from the geological information that we have from previous drilling and previous mining, that there is significant amount of gold there. So over the next 2 years, we'll progressively build up that inventory as we update resource models.
Okay, thank you. Then lastly, going to Macraes, I think you mentioned in the commentary that you had an issue with one pit during the period, had some stability issues. That's not the Coronation North pit, is that correct?
No, it's not. It's called Frim, so it's the area between the Frasers and the Innes Mills pit. And we had some instability on the footwall, which caused us to stop mining there and let it settle down. And that would have that held up some production out of that pit in the third quarter. But the ore is not lost. It's just that we've had to reschedule.
Okay. And then lastly for me, obviously a fairly material jump in output in Q4 is going to be needed at Macraes in order to get to your guided range. It would seem that you are pointing towards an increase in head grade, a slight increase perhaps in recoveries, but would seem that you'd have to have a fairly significant increase in throughput as well. You expect all of those numbers to move higher in Q4 versus Q3?
No, throughput would be the same. It's just grade related. We'll probably end up at the, achieving the guidance or that we gave for Macraes will be a struggle, but we're still expecting a very strong production quarter.
Okay, thanks. I've taken up lots of time. That's it from me.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press star followed by one. Your next question comes from Justin Stevens from Raymond James. Justin, please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Most of my questions have been crossed off, but I got a few left here. So at Hale, are you guys expecting throughput to stay around the three-quarter mark, or are you guys expecting above that 7,500 short tons per day mark?
So we're currently, the third quarter, we ran at a rate of about 1.9 million ton per annum on an annualized basis. And, you know, we'll improve on that in the fourth quarter, which we ramp up to nameplate, which is 2.3 million ton per annum. So we expect a steady improvement quarter on quarter.
Sounds good. And switching over to Waihi, you guys expecting the grades to stay up there, or should we expect them to start drifting back towards reserve levels?
No, we're expecting fourth quarter grades to be steady.
Sounds good. Moving over to Didipio, you're saying gold grades will probably slip down a little. Are you expecting them to slip down below 1.2, or will the weaker quarter primarily be just throughput driven?
Sorry, was that Didipio?
Yeah.
Yeah, grades will slightly come off as we're into the stockpile there. So production out of Didipio will be slightly lower in the fourth quarter.
Should we expect the throughput to slip as well based on the sort of the planned maintenance and a couple other factors there?
There will be a lower throughput level. We are constrained to the 3.5 million ton limit until we get the permit to increase that throughput.
Right. And just on the inventory build there, I'm assuming those are probably the later in the quarter ounces and copper tons that didn't make it out. In terms of just the cost profile, should we expect those to be coming booked next quarter at about the same cost as what we saw sold for the third quarter?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you guys have a rough ballpark for Macraes for the tons out of Coronation North that you're expecting in the fourth quarter here?
No, we wouldn't give that level of detail, Justin.
Okay. Just last question at Macraes. Should we expect for recoveries to sort of hang out in those low 80s mark? Or is most of that preg robbing ore going to be an issue going forward, or is that mostly done?
Well, Macraes has been going for 28 years with preg robbing ore, so I imagine it will continue. Coronation North is similar to is what we've been mining at Coronation, so the low 80s is consistent, yeah.
Okay. That's it for me then. Thanks.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please proceed.
That concludes the presentation for today. On behalf of the team at Oceana Gold, I'd like to thank you for your interest and participation. Should you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us directly. Thanks and good afternoon and good evening.